what work is. I once went to interview for a job at a place called Ford Highland Park. And the ad said, be there at 8 o'clock Monday morning. And I got there at 8 o'clock Monday morning. I needed work. And the employment office didn't open until 10. And it was raining. And we just stood there, probably 200 of us. And we kept waiting, thinking any minute they'll open the office. And then about, 20 to 10, a few guys walked in and unlocked the doors, but then locked them in our faces. And I realized that this they'd done this on purpose. They required a test of our docility. If we hadn't waited for 2 hours, we weren't right for these shitty jobs. And it angered me. And I carried that anger with me for many, many years. I didn't get the job. When I finally got to the head of the line, you stood up, there was a low desk, and there was a guy sitting on the other side of the desk, and he said, what kind of work do you want? And I said, I'd like your job. Meaning I'd like to dump on people the way you do. And he said, next! And that was the end of that. So my big mouth again. What work is? That brother appears in a lot of my poems. I'm an identical twin, and I guess he's always lingering over my shoulder. What work is? We stand in the rain in a long line, waiting at Ford Highland Park for work. You know what work is. If you're old enough to read this, you know what work is, although you may not do it. Forget you. This is about waiting, shifting from one foot to another, feeling the light rain falling like mist into your hair, blurring your vision, until you think you see your own brother ahead of you, maybe 10 places. You rub your glasses with your fingers, and of course it's someone else's brother, narrower across the shoulders than yours, but with the same sad slouch, the grin that does not hide the stubbornness, the sad refusal to give in to rain, to the hours wasted waiting, to the knowledge that somewhere ahead a man is waiting who will say, no, we're not hiring today, for any reason he wants. You love your brother. Now suddenly you can hardly stand the love flooding you for your brother, who's not beside you or behind or ahead, because he's home, trying to sleep off a miserable night shift at Cadillac so he can get up before noon to study his German. Works 8 hours a night so he can sing Wagner, the opera you hate most, the worst music ever invented. How long has it been since you told him you loved him, held his wide shoulders, opened your eyes wide, and said those words, and maybe kissed his cheek? You've never done something so simple, so obvious. Not because you're too young or too dumb. Not because you're jealous or even mean or incapable of crying in the presence of another man. No, just because you don't know what work is.